We are already well past the midpoint of our sesshin. Your practice should be cooking well now. We compare it to cooking rice in the old days. At first, you cook it low and slow, and then midway, you let the flame flare high. When it's really bubbling, don't take the lid off, even if the baby cries and screams. In the old days, this is the way rice was cooked, and it's a perfect analogy for our 1 week of sesshin. In the beginning, we sit carefully, closely, not trying to get ahead of ourselves, not getting in a hurry, without haste. Now, the flame is, we allow the flame to really fire up. We become on fire with our practice. Don't take the lid off. Don't let your practice down. Be vigilant. Stay with it. Wonderfully, we all have this deep connection with the teaching of truth, true Dharma. All beings are Buddha, endowed with Buddha virtue, wisdom. Shakyamuni Buddha saw into this truth, attaining great wisdom. He is our guide. We are all endowed with Buddha nature, but due to upside-down thinking, we fail to perceive our inherent Buddha nature. We have been fortunate to have earned this human body, the fruit of countless lives. But we take this superficial condition to be self, fixed, permanent. We so easily tend to grasp it, I, me, mine. And we just can't help but favor and fancy and indulge the self that we imagine to exist. This puts everyone against us. Always there's a sense of self and other. Those people who humor us, those whom we perceive to be of benefit to us, we like, we favor them, we become attached to them. On the other hand, there are those people who do not particularly recognize us, who overlook us or ignore us, who do not treat us as we would like to be treated, who just aren't the way we want them to be. These people we regard to some degree or another as enemies, someone against us. We don't like them, we feel irritated, they get on our nerves. But I think maybe there aren't many of you here who expend a lot of energy on negative feelings toward other people. Rather, you may be into more so-called positive things, various ways of self-improvement, self-help. Help yourself to grow, take good care of yourself, and you'll be a happier person. This is the message. There are all sorts of examples out there of this way of thinking. Of course, the object of self-improvement is, of course, the imagined limited self, and you are hereby grasping it for all you're worth. And then there are those whose nature it is to put others first. They do not pay so much attention to self-gratification, but rather worry about and care for others. But even so, they're working from the standpoint of ego, working from the standpoint of I, me, mine. Bound as we are to a notion of self, it follows that our efforts are aimed towards self-gratification. We can't help but rely on this self. We depend on ourselves throughout our lives. True Dharma teaches us that attachment to self is delusion, spiritual darkness. Truly, self-cherishing is a blind state. As long as we continue to cherish self, we cannot solve our problems. We cannot live in clarity. Our true reason for being is not clear. For a time, we may have the conditions which make us happy. But that happiness may suddenly, at any time, be pulled out from under us. That which we relied upon is grabbed away. Every one of you is experiencing this over and over. Peace of mind is not established. And until you have come alive to great peace of mind, discriminating mind will rule you. This, that, and the other problems will not be solved. Until you can recognize that there are no problems, there is no problem, fundamentally nothing is a problem. Until you can realize that, you will continue to struggle. You will struggle and wrestle until you reach the point where you ask, is there nothing in this world that I can really rely upon? Until you reach the point where you realize that what you have relied upon until now is unsure, uncertain, unstable, then you won't really, really get with it. You must come to see that there is absolutely nothing in this world that I can be absolutely sure of, except the truth of my own self. When it has finally hit home to you that what you have always relied upon, self-gratification, self and gratification of that self, when you realize that this is absolutely unreliable, then at last, your confidence and your conviction in true Dharma will be solid. That great conviction, be stable, unshakable. It is great confidence that all is well. No matter what, all is well. This conviction can never be shaken, never taken away. It's great peace of mind. Great means limitless. Great satisfaction. Yes, you actually can be a person who is satisfied. Shakyamuni Buddha vowed to liberate all beings from suffering and confusion. His every movement was dedicated to that vow. The fruit of his vow and his endeavors was, at long last, great confidence, great conviction, certainty, great peace of mind, satisfaction, serenity. The Buddha is our example, our guide. You can attain peace of mind. What the Buddha says to us is that great satisfaction, peace of mind, true meaning in life is awakening to your true self. Anything else that you seek and gain will all be lost to you. It is necessary to be reborn to true self. You must come alive to the truth that Shakyamuni Buddha came alive to. Heaven and earth, myself. True self is all-pervading. It includes all being which takes form and all being not taking form. Together with all being, sentient and not, together with the grasses, the trees, the great earth, I attained the way. The grasses, the trees, what joy. Together, one, I attained the way. The way, the path. In truth, the way is perfectly attained from the beginning. It is only for you to open your eyes to it. Heaven and earth, one body. Nothing is lacking, nothing superfluous. You are all often feeling that there is plenty in your lives which is superfluous, aren't you? Something breaks on you and you take it to the dump and you have to actually pay a fee to get rid of it. Everything around you seems to be superfluous at times. But all is well. The source is just fine. The way is perfect, like vast space, with nothing wanting, nothing in excess, nothing superfluous. Everything just as it is, being. All is well. The way is perfect, like vast space. Who is perfect? You, of course. You are truth itself. Perfect, like vast space. You are the master. Each blade of grass in the field is master. Perfect truth. So Shakyamuni, Buddha, the world-honored one, said, all beings are Buddha, Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. He affirmed this for us. Truth is eternal. Life is continuity. Whether you like it or not, nothing is outside truth, not so much as a sneeze. Clear your throat. Truth. There is no room to put on airs. Heaven and earth, just this. This is your truth. So what if you feel superior? Nothing changes. And if you feel inferior, like you just can't cut it, like you just can't do it, nothing changes. We have come through much toil and tribulation, troubles and dissatisfaction and frustration, all thanks to deluded notions of permanence. In truth, there was no such problem, no basis for such problems. All things are born of causes and conditions. All conditioned things are without self-nature. Without self-nature, no going, no coming. No going, no coming, no attaining. No attaining, great emptiness. This we call prajnaparamita. Everything is received. All being is perfectly guarded, perfectly supported. There is no self-nature, not so much as a pinpoint. All heaven and earth, just this, perfectly interdependent, perfect reception. Everything is perfectly received. It's not that I am receiving. There is no such uncertain, doubtful thing as I. No self-nature. And so there is no one to be arrogant. All the many Buddhas are serving us the teaching of truth. I vow one with all beings in this life and all lives to come to hear the true teaching. When I hear it, may I believe, may I be without doubt. Faith in this one doing is truth. This one doing is whole. This one doing, Buddha. May I always hear and believe the true teaching. That you are here now, able to hear the true teaching, is no accident. no coincidence. It is a rare and exquisite happening. The Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle, is rarely encountered, even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. One kalpa has been described in several ways. One kalpa has been compared to the time it would take to reduce to zero a mountainous bed of poppy seeds if a little bird came just once a year and flew off with just one seed in her little beak each year. Or one kalpa is described as the time it would take to wear down a tremendous stone if a heavenly being flew down from the heavens just once every 100 years and lightly brushed the stone with her gossamer robe. One kalpa. But the Dharma is rarely met with in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. This is almost infinite. Almost. But the time does come when that mountain of poppy seeds is taken away, when that giant boulder is worn down. The Dharma, incomparably profound and minutely subtle, is rarely encountered, even in hundreds of thousands of millions of kalpas. So we might as well give up, right? No, it wasn't like that. We can now see it, listen to it, accept and hold it. We are now here, hearing the teaching of truth, practicing truth. May we completely realize the Tathagata's true meaning, true Dharma. From the beginning, it's all I've said over and over and over again. It is all I can say. You may wish I would entertain you more until your interest is stimulated, but this is all I can say. All Buddhas, all beings are Buddha. Buddha virtue, Buddha wisdom. Heaven and earth, oneself. I've learned it from my own teacher. Awaken to it yourself, clearly. What you awaken to is eternal life. If not, you continue to look poor, lacking, always complaining. Awaken and you will shout, there is nothing to complain about. Everything is just perfect. You are now intimately practicing this truth. Please determine to do it ever more fully. Yes. It is very obedient, very straightforward. Immediate response. Absolutely direct. Absolutely direct. Immediate. You must become this. Beyond discrimination. Cut through discrimination. Be your practice. You can continue this practice with the honest intent to be of use to others. When you go to sleep at night, night after night after night, year after year, how many times is the breath taken? Never do you have to request, please inhale now. Time to exhale now. You never say thank you. Who is breathing? Who is taking this breath? Genuine self. Just genuine self. Receiving all. I am not breathing. There is no I. Grasping that which does not exist is delusion. All conditioned things are without self-nature. You are here now, able to hear the teaching of truth, so rare, so exquisite. You are here practicing truth. I do not doubt. No doubts. The way is not subject to knowing or not knowing. Knowing is delusion. Not knowing is blankness. If you truly reach the genuine way, you will find it as vast and boundless as space. How can this be discussed at the level of yes and no? Always, always in accord with this one truth, one path. The way is one. You are never off the path. So, those who in the past who were not enlightened must now become enlightened. Please be determined, resolute in your aspiration. Awakening to true self is the only way. In this life, save the body which is the fruit of many lives. You have come many lifetimes and you are now receiving the kindness of all the universe. Don't hesitate. Don't waste your time. This time is precious. This one breath. Give it your all. When Buddhas were not enlightened, they were like you are now. Confused, muddled, mixed up, like you are now. We can't call that the master. It is rather a clump of confusion. In this state of confusion, you do not know what you will do. If you were careless, you will fall into the horrendous lower realms, hell, hungry spirit, animal, fighting demon. You don't seek it, of course, but you may well bring it upon yourself. You cannot be too careful. When Buddhas were not enlightened, they were like you are now. If you become enlightened, you will be like the old Buddhas. Reflect deeply upon this. Now, here, as you are the perfect embodiment of genuine self. Practice in accord with genuine self. Be true to yourself. Settle the body. Settle the breath naturally. Let the breath be natural. Settle the mind. Work from the Tanden. Your mind will wander, thoughts will come and go. From force of habit, you will want to grasp this and that. Stay in the Tanden and just sit. Shkantaza. If your practice is mu, just do mu, this one mu. Be obedient to this one doing. Count the breath. Give yourself wholly to this breath. Yes, good. One, just doing. Be resolute. Your doing is never lost. Your practice is never lost, never gone, never, ever to no avail. This is always here, now. Open for your wholehearted one-doing. It is very straightforward, absolutely direct. This one truth. This one truth will, without doubt, make itself known to you. It will sound loudly. It will sound and ring for you. together with all beings, we attain the Buddha way.